Today on Dog Pound Report, you've come to the only place with exclusive post-draft interviews with general manager Ray Farmer, head coach Mike Pettine, offensive coordinator John DeFilippo, defensive coordinator Jim O'Neill, and behind the scenes for the first 24 hours with your round one draft picks. Stay tuned for the best Browns draft coverage right here on Dog Pound Report.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to our post-draft edition of the Dog Pound Report. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Nathan Zagura. The 2015 draft is in the books. It felt like a great weekend, but as everybody knows, sometimes you got to simmer down just a little bit, and you got to wait 3 years sometimes to see. But what did you think about the Browns this weekend, and where do they stand? Where do you stand?
I thought this was a very good draft, and Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine put their stamp on this team. They're going to build from the inside out, as you saw in the first round. Defensive line, offensive line. They got guys who are captains, guys who are academic All-Americans, guys who are mature, who embody those play-like-a-Brown traits, because ultimately they want to drive competition. You want to drive competition? You draft 12 guys, the most since 2000. That's exactly what they did, and they brought in a lot of high-character guys. They filled needs, and I think they set themselves up also for the future. Smart GMs not only draft for needs today, but needs that you don't even account for yet, and I think they did that in the second and third days. I thought this was a very, very solid draft.
Yeah, solid was the word that I would use to definitely describe this. Give me the best moment, because you were in Chicago. Give me the best moment of the draft, especially because they moved from New York to Chicago. Felt like there was a ton of energy there.
The one moment that I think gave it a little bit of goosebumps city was when Jim Kelly came out and got that standing ovation from the crowd in Chicago. I thought that was one of the more poignant moments of the draft and really kind of told you everything you need to know, that it's not, these guys aren't just football players, they're human beings. With everything he's been through, Kelly Strong, that was a pretty good moment.
All right, let's talk about one other big moment, and it was called the hug heard round the league as defensive lineman Danny Shelton accepted his newly minted Browns jersey from Commissioner Roger Goodell. Take a look at our exclusive interview with the Browns first round draft pick.
Well, I honestly don't know, model my game after anybody. You know, I'm just a big fan. So when I watch film, I'm watching guys who make plays like Ndamukong, Haloti Ngata, and then my style of play, I just, you know, try to outwork everybody. You know, I want to be the guy who's 330 plus, you know, making plays down the sideline. That's just me. Honestly, I didn't realize that, you know, my stats were up to par to be a first round pick until late in the season. Because, you know, I tried to just stay out of, you know, the media, try to stay out of, you know, projections. I keep my mind, you know, leveled and everything, and just wait for the blessing. And, you know, it's a blessing to be here. And this past week was pretty crazy. Just trying to take everything in and realizing that I'm in Chicago for the draft. I mean, I got my family here with me. And so it was a great experience. I mean, we did a lot of things. Got to walk around the city and, you know, just be tourists for a little. Walking down a gold carpet, I just looked to my left and there was just Brown fans everywhere, you know. I could feel the dog pound, and it was just a matter of time till they called my name.
The Cleveland Browns select Danny Shelton, defensive tackle, Washington.
Once I got my heard my name called and seen, you know, the commish, you know, I just had to give him a hug and, you know, just express my feelings, you know, express myself.
That was the first ever commissioner lift, I believe.
I remember when they flew me out here, it was a great time because Coach Pett, he's a defensive line guy, and I was excited just to talk to him. You know, even Coach Weaver, you know, Ray Farmer, great guys. You know, I left Cleveland, you know, so happy, telling my family and friends that, you know, I could see myself playing there. And, you know, honestly, I'm just going to come in ready to work, try to earn that spot. And, you know, it's a blessing to be here and to be able to play with great teammates and to be a part of the Dog Pound and just try and play like a Brown.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nathan, when we've talked over the last month or two about what the Browns are going to do, stop the run, and then you saw Danny Shelton come out of the combine, he fit the mold of what the Browns wanted. And you've said this for months, and I kind of took the tail end on this thing and said, he's the guy they definitely want.
He was the guy that they wanted all along at number 12. He came there. And what I like so much about this kid is when you talk to him, you say, what do you bring to the table? Work ethic, physicality, and toughness. And that's what you need. And you think the AFC North, think a tough division. You need to be able to stop the run. He's going to come in, occupy space, take on two blockers, and he can get to the quarterback on third downs. 9 sacks last year. And not only that, he takes his schoolwork seriously. On the night that he was drafted into the National Football League, he went back to his hotel room to finish an anthropology assignment. He didn't go out and party. That's what he was focused on, academic All-American. I think the Browns got a great kid, great smile, infectious energy, and he is going to play hard for this team.
Yeah, there is no doubt about his energy, and I think everyone's going to love him, especially if you haven't read his story. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the show, but his story is truly spectacular. All right, Cameron Irving was the Browns' second pick of the draft that night on the first night on Thursday. The versatile offensive lineman has already taken with Cleveland and the Browns.
With the 19th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Cameron Irving, guard, Florida State.
It's been a whirlwind of emotions. I've just been excited, ready to see what was next. Last night, it wasn't so much nerve-wracking because, you know, I didn't expect to go, like, early. But, you know, you think about where you're going all the time, whether you want to or not, because it's the next step of your life. You think about, well, okay, he's here, so what if I go here? Or what if I, you know, it's one of those things you can't think about. But what I did well was I didn't dwell on any of those thoughts. You know, I would have thoughts and I would think, and then it would go from, you know, oh, you know, I want to go here. Or, you know, when Kansas City made their pick, you know, I was like, my heart started beating fast. I knew Cleveland had a lot of interest in me. And, you know, I was telling people earlier, you know, I had a little hunch about them, about being here. And, you know, when I got the phone call, man, I was excited. But when I came to the offensive line at Florida State, I watched Joe Thomas, you know. So it's definitely an honor to be able to play with those guys and just be able to learn and, you know, be able to pick their brain a little bit with how the league is and, you know, how things are and how to be successful.
What's up, man? How you doing? Cam, how you doing?
I like the atmosphere of the building, really. It was relaxed, but at the end of the day, you know, it was you could tell everybody was about business, you know. You know, nothing's handed to anyone here, and that's what I like, you know. I like the fact that you have to work and you have to earn everything that you get. You know, they told me while I was here, you know, it was always, you know, you play like a Brown. You play like a Brown, you know. It was just a phrase that I heard on several occasions. And I've always been competitive, and I always wanted to make sure people knew that I deserved to be where I was at. I didn't get a lot of recognition early in my career, and, you know, honestly, I realized that wasn't my personality. I didn't really like it, you know. I'm not saying that it's something that you get when you play football and you're on a high level, but that's not something that I need. All I need is my teammates to know, you know, that we're there for each other and, you know, being a good teammate, being a good player, you know, listening to your coach, being coachable. I mean, that's the big things. And I realize that, you know, everything outside will take care of itself.
All right, interesting conversation with him. I know when the Browns went to that 19th pick, I was going, are they going wide receiver? Are they going wide receiver? Then you take Cam Irving, and you know what I said? Hey, look, Alex Mack went down last year, and now you've got a guy that's versatile on the offensive line and can play multiple positions.
I've been saying for months, I was not a fan of the Browns taking an offensive lineman in the first round, but if they did, there was only one they could take. And it was Cam Irving, for the reason you mentioned, the versatility. This guy won the ACC's award for being the best offensive lineman in the conference as a left tackle, and then he won it as a center. Was an All-American as a left tackle, and then as a center. This guy is incredibly talented and diverse, and he can come in right now. I think he'll come in and compete to be the right guard, compete with John Greco there initially. But as you talked about, good GMs, they draft for need now, but need for the future. And if Alex Mack does opt out, this guy's going to come in, and you've got your center of the future, who's regarded as the best center in this draft class. And I love this pick of Cam Irving. The Browns think they got a top 10 player in this draft.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about what Ray Farmer had to say. You know, he had a lot to prove in his second year as a general manager, and here's how he felt about the first round.
We feel good about the guys that we got. We know we got good football players, and we got better up front. The size and the strength are obvious. I think what people are discounting, the guy's agile and nimble. I mean, he played over 90 snaps in several games, 90-plus tackles, 9 sacks. You see him making plays outside the numbers for a 350-pound man, rare in a lot of instances, so we think we got better. When you watch the tape, you can see his production and his performance. You can see him running, making plays, playing behind the line of scrimmage, and demonstrating that he's capable of making plays in every capacity. Again, another rare feat for a young man that's never played center to take snaps, make calls, and really galvanize and solidify a unit that had some issues in the interior, which is why they moved him. And inevitably, you got to showcase more and more of what he could do. And you can see his athleticism and his ability to translate to the National Football League rather easily. Again, you got to get better at the key parts of what you want to do. It's interesting when you watch any team, when you lose a member of your team in a way that it really hurts you, you got to find a way to make sure that doesn't happen again.
All right, it was an interesting weekend for him, especially because I thought they only had 10 picks, and I didn't think they were going to use all 10 picks.
I didn't either, and then they got 12. That's right.
All right, so we're going to hear more about that philosophy coming up a little bit more, too. We're going to hear from Coach Pettine and the newest members of the Cleveland Browns. So don't go anywhere. More Dog Pound Report live right after this.
Coming up next, Browns first-round draft picks Danny Shelton and Cameron Irving. From the draft stage to their first meetings in Berea, we were there. And later in the show, DPR sits down with coaches DeFilippo, O'Neal, Pettine, and General Manager Ray Farmer.